Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Thanks for joining us this morning. It is 8 o'clock in the morning on April 20th. The year is flying by. This morning we have a new guest with us, and I'm really excited to chat with him. We have Natty Jeff from Radio Confluence on. He contacted me. We talked about nuclear stuff, and then I discovered that he's very interested in the 9/11 truth, the fact that we were massively lied to. And so I asked him to be on the show to share some of that information with us because I think it bears repeating. So thanks, Jeff, for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I really am glad that you're here. So let's get into this. We have an hour. It goes very quickly. You have been doing this 9/11 research, I guess, like lots of us, since it happened, right? Since it was... Did you think it was a lie? That's my question. Did you know that it was a lie from the get-go?
No. I actually thought that I needed to spend time to understand more cultures and that because of Britney Spears and Madonna and our freedoms, that perhaps that is true, that George Bush wasn't lying to me.
Wow.
I didn't get mad. I didn't want to grab a rifle, as so many other young people were motivated to do. Including Pat Tillman, the famous football player that gave up this NFL career.
That got murdered by the government, as a matter of fact.
Yep, and you know what? People say you're crazy for saying that, Lonnie, just like you're crazy for talking about Fukushima.
But it's not crazy. This is why, you know what? You know how I found that out? I'm a C-SPAN junkie. I watched the hearings on C-SPAN. This came out in the hearings, the government Senate hearings about Pat Tillman. So that It's based in fact, and
I thought for sure I would hear that. I would hear that from either Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly, but I guess they forgot that to put that on the air. Yeah. Amazing, huh?
Not really. I mean, they've done, but you know what? They have done their duty. Look what they have done. Look how twisted they've turned the narrative. People in our country are so confused about what's the truth, what's not the truth. Like, to me, this 9/11 thing, from the very morning it happened, I knew it was a shakedown. Because the narrative changed. In the 3 hours that I woke up in the morning on the West Coast, it was already 11 o'clock on the East Coast, right? So it had been going on. But the news that we got changed in 3-4 hours. And then when they miraculously found the passports, I literally laughed out loud. I'm like, these people need new writers. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so we're going somewhere with this. Because first of all, they should build those buildings with passports because apparently they're indestructible. They can survive the planes, right?
Exactly.
And that is funny, you know, when you look at it. And one of the things you were asking me, like, you know, your hot button obviously is Fukushima, and I think you have to be careful. So depending on, you know, you and the audience that are listening right now, depending on where you are with whatever it is, you know, whether, you know, Fukushima is your hot button, or you you find it interesting, you want to learn more about it, whether you're into alternative energy, which, by the way, is why I'm talking to you on my cell phone instead of my microphone through Skype, because my energy company needs an alternative. But anyway, but whatever it is, you know, I think it's important to focus
on
one.
Who is your energy company, by the way?
Duke Energy.
Duke Energy. Wow. Okay.
And they do a maintenance. We're getting a new transformer. But yeah, if Nikola Tesla had his way, maybe I wouldn't be. But anyway, so what I find about 9/11, what is most important, Ilani, is I think it is the big event. It is the single. It's the most provable. It has the best smoking gun, and in the number of people who are not even aware that three buildings fell on 9/11, to me is absolutely. It makes me enraged. Now I've been doing this long enough where I'm no longer enraged, and I've learned that you can't just, you know, do a data dump. And if you walk around with a T-shirt that says "Reinvestigate 9/11," people look at you funny. So I get that, but I think if you could get anyone to realize that, hey, I'm speaking with an intelligent person, and maybe touch base with them on just something about like the election or whatever, get into the fallacy of a two-party system, or, you know, if I'm pro-Trump and then, you know, once the election happens, that the things that I was promised aren't happening like they told me, just like George Herbert Walker Bush said no new taxes, and the day after we had new taxes, right? So all of these things, Obama was going to close down Gitmo and was going to be more transparent.
Everything. Right. And then he rolled in George Bush's cabinet, like, immediately.
Well, like you said about C-SPAN, he said he was going to have everything that they do. He's going to talk about it on C-SPAN for the public. And, of course, everything was done in secret. So there's all these things that are wrong, you know. And I just think if people have to be motivated, Lonnie, they have to get bit in their rear end. Does that make sense? Like with Fukushima, when it's on your doorstep, you're motivated, right?
Right.
But when you think, well, you know, I'm in the Midwest of America.
Well, the reality is that was the beginning of the assault on the American people. That's how, since it started. They worked on our minds first like true batterers. That was a whole exercise in battery, forcing us to watch those towers fall over and over and over again for weeks on end was pummeling us emotionally. It was,
you know, I forget the statistic, Lonnie, but there was a rather high number of Americans who actually had legitimate post-traumatic stress disorder from that event.
I believe it. We were traumatized. That's the first thing an abuser does, is they initially, like, traumatize. That's why a lot of women who get into forced marriages get beat up on their wedding night. So they get put into place. And it sticks like that. You know, there's another whole conversation on that one, but let's get back to the 9/11.
I know, right? I'm so naive in some ways, but so for me, yeah. When I first did discover this, I couldn't believe it. It can't
when
be true.
Was my, that? My when government, was that?
Oh gosh, it was probably. I'm gonna be embarrassed to tell you this. It probably wasn't until like 2008. It took me that long. I just didn't really, you know, I didn't focus a lot on it. My mind was on other things, my job,
and
whatever.
And you thought people who were talking about it were crazy?
No, not really. I don't think so. To be honest, I didn't think a lot of people were talking about it. If they were, they weren't in my face doing it. It's like you had to look for it, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to find it. It's not like there were enough clues, but so, yeah, and then there were a few people that I could talk to about it, but for the most part, once I found out, if I started to bring up the subject, you know, it's kind of like when you're in grade school and someone pokes fun at you because you're, you know, you're a sissy or you're a whatever, or you're one of those crazy conspiracy kooks. People like to do that. And so what I did, Lonnie, is I decided, you know what, now that I realize this is everything was a lie and we were tricked, I decided that I'm going to be like, if you remember, Steve Martin did a movie called Roxanne where he had that long nose. And somebody made a nose joke, and he went off on him with every nose joke and just rolled him off. It was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. So I did enough research, and I had my facts down so straight that I dare you to call me a conspiracy guy in public because you will regret it. So I got to be that good at it. I studied it that much. But the point, what I've discovered, just like with Fukushima or whatever it is, you know, there's we have to bite people in the rear without doing it, because we can't wait until it's too late, right? That's the problem. And I look at it like a boiling frog. And if you're, hopefully some of you guys are familiar with the concept of a boiling frog, and Lonnie, you probably are, but for the audience, if you put a frog in very hot water, just toss it into the pan there, it's going to get the heck out of there lickety split. But if you put a frog in room temperature water and it's comfortable, you can slowly turn up the heat and the frog will not move until it boils itself or until it's boiled. So that's what's kind of being done to us. If we don't make more of a stink now, if we don't wake up more people, that's the key. Wake up more people. More of us have to be protesting, you know, finding out why all these people that are perpetrators in 9/11, why is it they never get taken to court?
Because it's the very same reason that nobody talks about nuclear pollution. And my thing started with Fukushima, Jeff, just to correct you, but it's not just Fukushima. It's the entire, not just, in fact, it's expanded beyond that. It's nuclear plus the whole entire chemical and technology industry. They literally have no regard for the harm to human health that they're causing. Just like 9/11. Complete disregard for any loss of life, any trauma. In fact, it was intentional trauma. They pummeled us with those videos over and over and over again. And Bill O'Reilly, ironically, that he's quit this week because his duty, his job has been done. They elected Trump, an abuser, a man who on video less than 10 years ago bragged about assaulting women. I mean, to be honest, I cannot believe the state of our country, and just the guy is literally shaking up our government, disturbing every single institution we have on purpose, intentionally, in your face, bully, F you, it's on. And people, I had someone on here who called in and thinks he's great because this is what we need. But what they don't understand is it's not run by him. It's being run by the military industrial complex, who has the same perpetrators of 9/11.
Correct.
In my view.
No, you're correct.
To get
and
right
bankers.
To the point.
the international bankers, guys. I mean, when we really get into what do we got to fix, we got to fix the people. We have to fix us 99 percenters, because even if you're somebody that's a CEO of a big corporation, let me tell you something. There are people that can crush you. And not to get too far off topic, sometimes I hope to hell that there's still people right at the top, because who could pull this off and not get caught? How is it 50 years after JFK and we still don't know who shot him? We certainly know who didn't shoot him, but nobody really can prove any of that. These people are really good at it. But in order to have enough people, like the smartest people can figure it out, the problem is nobody listens to them. Or their delivery is boring. So I believe there's a place for everybody in this movement, you know, regardless of your skill level, your knowledge level. But in order to do anything, we have to have more people realize that this is what's being done. And it's actually being done, in my opinion, on a global level. It's not just here in America. I think thinking that our country is not exactly just a right. territory for the wealthy elite, the former royalty and the bankers from Europe. No, this is just like South America, North America to them.
It's
this is resources.
Republic.
This is tobacco. It's timber. It's sugar. It's gold. It's uranium. That's a big topic, by the way, that I like to touch on, because this is when we talk a little bit about Trump. I don't believe that the president has any power at all. So I usually dismiss that. No offense, but
he does have a lot of power. He actually does, and we have seen that happen. He sent Jared Kushner to represent us in the Middle East. Jared Kushner, a kid with no experience in the State Department. I mean, honestly, he put Ivanka Trump next to Angela Merkel. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, the implications of what he's done are an offense to our democracy at a root level. He has incompetence buried on top of him. Steve Bannon is his advisor. Steve Bannon is a propagandist, period. He's Goebbels. He really, literally is a propagandist. There is no defending him. Now, I get it. The EPA needs restructuring. Like, we don't need to defund the EPA. We need to fund it and hire our own people to go into these corporations and audit them. And when they hand us a piece of paper, we have the scientists to go in there and audit what they say.
Yeah, a lot of the EPA, you'll find that they are oftentimes, when there is a disaster in some small town, that the EPA is in on it. It was their mistake. It was their lack of judgment. Another one that we heard
Exactly.
during 9/11, it was ineptitude.
Their disregard, the disregard for human life is systematic. But see, this is the point. It's not just them. It's the whole, it's people participating, people working for Raytheon, people working for the, we need a resurgence of integrity and honesty and people willing to say, I'm willing to be a whistleblower. I'm willing to stand up. If you had a corporation where there was like 30 whistleblowers, people who were willing to get fired and blackballed from the industry, it would break the lies.
Yeah.
The lies is what's generating it. Like, look what happened with 9/11. So tell me, how did you come around this if you didn't understand it till 2008?
To be honest with you, it was just like a little bit at a time, and I started to question it. And again, you know, I stayed busy with my job. I had three kids, you know, mowing the lawn, doing all my normal suburban duties, right? And then there was that aha moment. I go, holy crap. And I think it's when I saw a video of a third building fall, which I didn't even know.
You're kidding.
No, I didn't know. Most people don't know, Lonnie. That's why I love the topic. People pick on me who listen to me because I keep going back to Building 7. They make fun of me. They go, Building 7, damn it. But it is the smoking gun.
Yes, it is. Not only is it the smoking gun, it's the obvious murder weapon out front. It's not a smoking gun. Like, that's where all the brains, they destroyed all the evidence. That's what they did. They destroyed the evidence for the marketing collapse. I mean, for the money collapse that they were plan, you know, like everything. I mean,
yes, there was a lot of interesting things that were going on in Building 7, and of course it was built to be, it was, as we say, built like a tank. It was supposed to be where Giuliani would run the city if all hell broke loose. Well, didn't all hell broke loose? Then why isn't he in that building? That was kind of odd. That building was damn near empty on purpose.
That's
but if
right.
people just realize that, that's the scary thing, Lonnie, is just, I mean, you must have the same frustration. It's like, especially the people on the West Coast, for God's sakes, the fish that you're eating, people, do you not know? They just raise these standards and you just want to shake them sometimes.
We're
and
not
say,
eating
listen.
Fish. Anybody on my show, if they do, I'm like,
ah. Hopefully.
Actually, they are. Jeff, this is hilarious. I went to lunch with my niece. I met her boyfriend for the first time, right? She had this boyfriend that she's gotten serious with. So we go to lunch and we're sitting there and he's like, oh, I think I'm going to have the cod. And I just raised the menu above my face. And my niece looks at me. She goes, Auntie, don't even go there. Because it's hard to sit and watch people, young people, poison themselves. But so this 9/11 thing, so you did not know it was a slow revelation. Did you figure it out when you found out about the third building?
Well, yeah, it all kind of hit me at once. And then it was almost like, I don't know if it's like when you swallowed that pill, like all of a sudden I became a recluse. I was pissed because at first I questioned myself, Jeff, maybe you're crazy. Maybe this is just people trying to get you to hate your country or whatever. Right. But no, when you dig in, you dig in, you dig in. And for me to have the aha moment, it wasn't where somebody can, I'm not the kind of guy where you can just walk up and go, hey, did you know the sky is really not blue? Well, no, or there are people that you could say that to and they're like, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, it's true. Okay. Well, they'll go tell someone else. Like I have to have it proven to me. And so I proved it to myself and I've got stacks of documents that I've never thrown away because it is kind of cool to go back and read stuff, you know, from several years ago that I honestly didn't know. But for example, I just took the construction of the towers, not so much Building 7, but one of the first things I did is I thought about, you know, an airplane could hit a bird and have damage so that it has to land the plane, right? So the front of an airplane is pretty vulnerable, right? And you can look it up. You can go bird damage on jet planes, and they're, you know, it'll hurt a wing and so on. And then you look at the structure. If you go back to the original footage from the 1970s when they were building the Twin Towers, and look at how thick that steel is when you have a man, a construction worker standing next to it, and you really can visualize just how thick that stuff is. And then a guy named Steve Dayock, who I love, we disagree on a lot of stuff. I love talking with him. He basically put it to you like this. If you're familiar with a wood stove, or some people call it a Franklin stove, or, you know, you've got that thick cast iron stove that you can close the door and make all that heat, right? If you took a Coca-Cola can, an empty Coke can, and at any velocity, could you make that Coke can penetrate that? No, you couldn't. So how do people believe that a plane can hit a building made of concrete and steel, and something can come out the other side. Maybe you could make an argument that the engine or the landing gear, but the rest of that is an aluminum tube. And how do people not catch on to it? I don't know.
Look, there was explosions that you could see in the slow motion of those planes from the get-go. If people really looked at the videos, it explained exactly what happened. I mean, it is a ridiculous for them. And then that story about the plane just disappeared on the Pentagon, that story changed. That was watching that one. That was one of the stories that was complete. Like, when I woke up in the morning, the television was interviewing a man who said he saw a missile go directly to the Pentagon and blow it up.
And all of the cameras that were here, here's the thing. This is why I like to call it a gateway drug, Lonnie, because once you get into this, you'll realize that where is all the cameras? Even though this was back in 01, it's not like today where everybody has a cell phone camera and you're on closed circuit TV damn near everywhere you go anymore. Videos become really cheap. It's digital. You don't have to buy and store tapes anymore.
But look, it was the Pentagon. They had cameras everywhere pointing at it. It was the highest. Actually, Jeff, this is interesting. I was thinking about you coming on today because, you know, right now our government is, you know how on 9/11 they were doing a mock test and nobody knew if it was real? This is how dumb their stupid writers are. These people need to hire someone else because their stories are always the same. And I think it's part of their abuse. They like to do it because they know we're gaslit. They know exactly how we're going to respond. But they're planning a mock fake nuclear attack in New Jersey, full scale. There's huge convoys. There's convoys all over the country. I know somebody whose grandson called her, and he told her they were preparing for war. He's in the service. So this is just pretend, right? The grandson said he was told to just prepare for war, just in case. This is what they were told. And he got shipped to Washington. He's never been up there.
Lonnie, this is why we can't just, you know, even people think I should just shut my mouth sometimes, but I can't because I see this.
Isn't it the same? Isn't this is what they did on 9/11? They're like, oh, they confused all of the people who were on call, whether it was pretend or real. And it was Dick Cheney who told people to stand down. So yep. Dick and Cheney is actually a murderer, you know, like we all know that. He should have been indicted. It's outrageous that he was never indicted.
Exactly. Philip Zelikow, Dick Cheney, and Rumsfeld are really those would be the first that I'd like to see on trial, at least. Not that that'll ever happen, but it will happen if more people wake up. So the problem is that we're seeing this stuff gradually progress, and I guess most of America, and I hate to say it, when you say they need better writers for this stuff, it doesn't seem to be necessary because people still believe it. They still believe that Assad is gassing his own people, which is like saying, I think it would be a good idea to go outside and kick a hornet's nest. I mean, really? Why would even – it makes no sense. There's no research. There's no nothing.
Well, especially since the photographs they showed us are the deaths that was caused by the United States. Those were not our gassing deaths. Those were our deaths.
Well, people,
that's what happened with the United States dropping drones and bombs on people.
And most people, Lonnie, are good people. They care. They have a heart. And all you got to do is show them babies. Just like Trump said, babies, mm-hmm. beautiful mm-hmm. babies. And why does he repeat right. everything, by the way? That drives me nuts about that guy.
Well, do you understand what gaslighting is? This is exactly what it's about, Jeff. So this is the whole thing.
But I did my homework. You made me do my homework. So I do get what gaslighting is now.
Your homework. Well, doesn't it explain a lot? I mean, for real, like we are really, and you're right. I don't think it's about waking people up. I think it's about giving people the courage to leave the batterer. Like we have just got to have the courage to strike out and go, you know what? Like people stay within the system because they're afraid that their lives are going to fall apart, that they won't have anything. It's like, this is why women stay with men who beat the crap out of them. Or men stay with women who are extremely abusive to them because they're afraid of what will happen after they leave. They don't think that they can make it on their own. And we need to be able to go, let's get back to our Constitution. Let's put some, you know, I think we need to heavily invest in our education system. I think we need to stop developing the war machine and start developing our magnificent people in our country.
I got an idea. How about if education no longer has to be a system? What if medical and incarceration no longer have to be a system? So we get all these things, Lonnie. So I'm going to tell you, you know, I think when you know what you know, you tend to think, not you personally, but you would tend to think that because I'm aware of something that everybody should be aware of it too. But that's not the case. And just because I find myself to be an intelligent person, that certainly doesn't mean that everybody is as intelligent, and certainly doesn't mean that I'm the smartest guy either. There are so many different levels of people. So the more people are aware of this, the more that it's a comfortable topic where you aren't the weirdo. Why do you got to bring up that negative stuff? Well, because it's fucking important. Excuse my French. That's why. That's exactly why we got to bring it up. It's extremely right. important. What's happening? I mean,
so what else do you think that people in Ohio or near you don't think is that believe is real about that 9/11 story? Like, to me, it's so transparent.
If you get people alone, and you set down a couple little tidbits of information, and you can see that they're on board with you, that they're thinking along the same lines. What's really scary is not only how many people don't even know that three buildings fell, but people that are aware that something is wrong, or they're completely awake but they don't open their mouth because they're afraid to. Like you were, that's when you were saying about people being afraid. I think empowering people and bringing more people on board is, no matter what else you want to say, if those two things don't happen, I don't see how we change anything. Because any one person who gets a big enough of a mouthpiece and enough people behind you, and you start some sort of a movement, well, you're going to get a bullet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? I think we need to have people willing to take a bullet to stop this. Because this is the issue. Like, I actually, to be honest, if I ever saw Bernie Sanders, that's exactly what I would tell him. He should have had the courage to give the Democratic Party the finger and say, they threatened me last night. They threatened my wife. They rigged the election, and screw Hillary Clinton. I'm leaving the convention right now. Everybody who wants to vote with me, come with me. And if they shoot me, they shoot me. Well, and you know what? He would have won the election just pure write-in. If he would have said, I want to do a write-in, he would have won. And I kind of blame the Democratic Party for Trump.
Well, if you get a – if you, okay, so again, I don't think that – I think every election is preordained. I think that they picked Obama just like Jimmy Carter came out of nowhere. I mean, I really believe it's like the Bilderbergs. It's the bankers and the industrialists at the highest levels who go far away and somewhere in Europe in some castle or some expensive hotel, and they have closed-door meetings that nobody knows what's going on in there. They are deciding who's going to be the next president of
How
every...
How long do you think they've been doing that?
Probably since, I hate to say it, it might go back as long as this country's existed and what we think is our United States of America. You know, the founding fathers. I mean, there's a lot. You could dig into some of the history of, Ben Franklin and who he was associated with and the deals that were made, we're making deals with the French. And the French and the English had their not to get off track there, but
well, actually, I was thinking about how this is on track, because if I had not seen the 9/11 story unfold before my very eyes right after they stole the election, I never believed in any of that Bilderberg, those secret society. I thought that was all just out there information, until I discovered the connections between the people that were involved in this attack on our country and the other things that they've done to our institutions, the banking institutions, our money system, our food system, our medical system, our big pharma. The fact that we have big pharma and big prison systems, it's shocking. These are shocks to most Americans.
I was going to say to get people to kind of wake up, or just let's say, I'm very guilty, Lonnie, of encountering, whoever on a casual basis, and they'll give me one little tidbit. Let's say, for example, you mentioned Bernie Sanders, okay, or Ron Paul. And if I say anything about, what do you think about Ron Paul? Well, he's a whatever, okay. Well, do you like Bernie Sanders? I think that people that like Bernie and people who like Ron Paul have a different opinion on how our country should be governed, correct? One's very conservative, one's very...
Well, I don't think Ron Paul is very conservative. I think that Ron Paul is not – he's puritanical. I'm very picky about words, but I think that, I believe in – I guess I'm in terms of political science, I'm considered a socialist green, because I do believe in using the public resources to help the public, not to give it to private industry and to let them make as much profit as – that whole idea of profit is the best thing for the country is a false dichotomy, because after a while, there is a self-interest in disregarding the needs of others. And unless it's mandated by the country, it doesn't happen. We've seen that happen over and over again. So I don't know. I like Ron Paul, though. I think he has integrity. I think he speaks his truth. He's willing to work. He sticks to his guns. I don't think he's bad at all. I think what the Democratic Party did to Bernie Sanders is identical to what the Republicans did to Ron Paul.
Exactly. So what I'm
And
getting
why
at
did
is,
they do that? Because those are both men of integrity. Their
well,
views on how to get to the end result is different, but guess what? If they were elected, either one of them would have effectively helped our country because of the basis of their thought process is the people,
and
fundamentally.
what if people who there are have got to be enough Bernie supporters, okay, who are outraged about what happened, where there was no press. You know, it was preordained that Hillary was going to go against Trump, and I guess I didn't see this coming. I thought that Hillary would be the president, but I thought I actually, or maybe we'd have another Bush in there. But Ron Paul people should get to meet Bernie Sanders people, and they should hug. Because both of them, they got duped, and they should, and that is another way to get them in. And then if they understand now, oh, well, three buildings fell on 9/11, and this is the political process. Holy crap! Now they're outraged, but they're only outraged for a while. And the problem is, they say, well, we really got shit on with Bernie, but as long as Trump doesn't get in there, so they become very anti-Trump, and they're missing the point. The two-party system is just something that the Americans get to think. If you can throw the bums out, right? Every 4 years, you have the illusion that you can change things, and you can't. So again, I think it's international. I don't think it's just the United States. And I'll give you another example. So just with recent stuff, okay? So there's all this talk about how before the election or right after the election, all of a sudden Trump's maybe in bed with the Russians, okay? So then back during the Obama presidency, the Secretary of State has the ability to work out deals with foreign governments. So Bill Clinton traveled to Russia and inked a deal with a company called Energy One, where 20% of the uranium rights, that uranium that is in your United States of America, was sold to Energy One. Well, aren't they our Cold War enemy? You know, if Trump is in bed
No,
with
they
the
weren't
Russians, how
then.
is that bad?
No,
But the
look,
Clintons did it.
no. You have this all mixed up. See, this is the narrative that they want you to believe. No, that's not the reason. It's not that the Clintons did it. I understand about the uranium rights. All of that was done under different political circumstances. The difference is here. Trump's people were meeting right after the United States put sanctions on them for so-called. Now, the conversation about Ukraine's a different thing. Do I believe that Russia has a right to be in Ukraine? Some people want them there. I say the reason that we don't want, I mean, there are three nuclear power plants there, by the way, in Ukraine, and there are resources that the United States wants. That is our interest, nothing else. And so the whole idea about sanctions were put on Russia by the President of the United States the day after Exxon inked a deal for oil. All throughout the campaign, Trump's advisors were going in the background with the Russians. It's a very clear picture. Even Jared Kushner saying, "Don't worry, once we get in, we're going to ask this." In fact, that's what they did this week. They asked for permission for the government to waive the sanctions just to Exxon so that they could access the oil because we need the oil. That's what they're saying. So this is serious collusion. Like it's obvious that the Trump campaign went behind the scenes and was working with the, and what this is why Putin now is on the outs with Trump because he's been such an oaf about it. So obvious. His people are getting caught. Their deals are getting caught. I mean, Carter, that guy, what's his name? Carter, I forget his name, but he's one of his top advisors. He literally is a self-exposed double spy. This he was turned in by the British foreign agency. I think the Swedish and a Middle Eastern, they were all following the Russian spies, and this guy was meeting with them regularly. And they have him on tape trading information. It's like, egregious, beyond egregious. Now, he did resign. He has registered as a foreign agent with the foreign government, but this was during the election. So tell me that Trump is clean, and I'll tell you that you're not paying attention to the details.
Right, right. And it, well, yeah, there's kind of the Jewish mob.
But you know, I think everybody... that you're right. He was selected. He was selected. Yeah, and I think you're right. I think if Obama, to me, they came out of the closet when they put in the little shrub. When Bush won, stole the election, and not one of our elected officials would stand up with the Congressional Black Caucus to ask for an investigation, that sealed the deal, because that they knew then that Congress would click their heels and say Sieg Heil. And they have ever since. Period.
Well, there was a recount, right, in Florida.
No, there wasn't.
Hanging chads.
Yes, but there was not actually that whole thing. Again, that whole thing about the recount, when you consider that we knew that Katherine Harris actually scrubbed millions of people from the rolls. I mean, the way that, in fact, they've done that. This is what they're doing now. Like that super close election that we just had, they went, put us through in Georgia. Oh, a Democrat might get in. That's just political haywire. And it all goes back to this idea that when 9/11 happened, the assault against the United States happened. That's when they beat the crap out of us the first time. And when you say we need to wake people up, I think we need to give people the facts, the real facts, and they will wake like you. You started going, wait a minute. When you found out, you probably got a lot more active in trying to figure this stuff out, because we value our Constitution. We want our way of life. We want to have a country with a Constitution where we're attempting to become better, a better nation, not a militarized nation. Our goal is not to become the most militarized nation with militarized police. You know,
well, too late for that.
Well, no, we can deconstruct that. It is too late, but that doesn't mean we have to stay there, because nothing stays the same, right?
I agree. I mean, you know, there's so many things that we can go off on different tangents and whatnot, and that's what I want to caution the people that are listening to. First of all, if you are aware of some or all of the things that you're hearing today between me and Lonnie, then perhaps you will have maybe not be afraid. I mean, here, we're putting this out on the radio, on the internet. People are listening to it. I'm not afraid. I'll tell you my home address. You can come visit me. We can have a beer. I'm not afraid, and you should not be afraid either, because something has to be done, and we're going to have to wake up more people and get people a little bit more fired up. You know, some of the stuff, Lonnie, is actually, as much as I despise mainstream media, because they'll report heavily on stuff that's a lie, but they do occasionally put out some truth, but they only put it out like one time. But even Seymour Hersh, you know, top journalist, right? This guy's very well known. When you the idea that we finally captured Osama bin Laden, and then rather than, you know, the story kept changing there too, right? Like, they could have captured that guy alive, but they said, well, no, because he had a gun, and then he had he used his wife as a shield, or one of his many wives as a shield, right?
That was all a lie. All of that. I mean, they let him get away.
And it doesn't get reported. Seymour Hersh said it was a complete fallacy, and nobody hears about it. But so
well,
it is
I heard
out
about it. I heard about it. But then again, that was of a particular interest to me, because it was so incredulous that people were swallowing the Kool-Aid. Like, really, you believe this? I couldn't believe that people actually really believed all these lies. Like, this is why it was hilarious. My friend Ed and I were laughing, because the first thing Obama did when he first got in office was finally bury a man who's already been dead probably for 8 or 9 years. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, and the people that were unhappy that a Democrat, or even worse, I'm going to say it, okay, this is politically incorrect, but it's true. There are people that can't believe that a black man or a Muslim got elected to be the president, but those same people, when they saw footage, we killed Osama bin Laden. They were just those same people that hate everything else about
President Obama. Is not a Muslim, by the way. He's not a Muslim.
Well, I meant Obama. That's all question. I'm just saying, the people who didn't like Obama for whatever reason, when they found out that all of a sudden now everyone's okay with Obama because he got our bigger enemy. This is the stuff that drives us crazy, Lonnie, because we see it. And we can't understand why the others don't see it. So,
you think that changed some people's mind about him when he got that whole? See, we're living a different part of the country here, Jeff. You're in Ohio, and I'm in Oregon. So the whole narrative, the conversations, people's attitudes, we're very different in our political attitudes out here. We're a very blue state, right? So this whole narrative that Obama's a Muslim, that he was black, none of that. And the fact that to me, at least to a lot of people that I know, we kind of laugh, like, of course he has to bury Obama. He's not going to play that game. Like, he was a lawyer. That's why he was the most strict. He went after the law to the fullest extent. Like, this is why he was the deporter in chief. This is why he deported more people. He has gone after whistleblowers to a greater extent than all presidents combined. I mean, he did a lot of things that he could do legally because he knew how to exercise the law. The downside to this current president, he doesn't understand the law. He doesn't understand when he's breaking the law. He's just like following people's advice and just doing a bunch of stupid stuff. He has no idea. I think they're setting him up pretty bad. And again, goes back to the 9/11 narrative. We're being battered. It's part of their whole. This is why I think it's interesting you're on, because we are having a fake nuclear attack on the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th of next week. A fake nuclear attack. Now, if during that time something was to really go on and someone deep in the government will say, oh, don't worry about it, it's all just a drill, can you imagine how many people
Just a
will be
drill.
affected?
And
Yes,
in
that's
this
what I'm
audience,
saying.
in this audience, when you say drill, I don't know if you're like me, but San Bernardino, there were, you had a health a county
Yes.
for whatever, and they actually had active shooter drills once a month out there. And then, I mean, we get this. That's why that's, and again, let's go back to why you and I decided we should do a show today at about 9/11, right? If I can just get all these people that buy all this crap to say, three buildings fell on 9/11, and then crickets, 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 and then just walk away, or I'll try to engage them, and then I'll say, well, it's kind of interesting how three buildings fell in one day. Never in the history of a steel and concrete skyscraper have ones that have even for burned for 48 hours, none of them have ever fallen, much less into their own footprint at free for all speed. But none, it's never happened, and it's never happened since. Yet three fell on one day, and most people only know about two. Now that's just sad. So therefore, that's why they buy all the crap, because they're not paying attention. So I'm the guy who wants them to pay attention. And one other thing about me, just so you know, Lonnie, I reach out to people like you because I think that we need to get together. I don't want to be just like,
I
I'm
agree.
in my apartment complex. I can get, 10 more people to say, oh yeah, Jeff, gosh, you're right. Okay, well, what does that do? But the other problem I have is, and this is a good one because I'm going to guess you experienced this too, within the Fukushima, just like within 9/11, just like with Sandy Hook, there are people who agree that the official narrative is bunk. But then they fight about details, right? Like,
Oh,
well, how do you think the
yes.
buildings came down? Well, I think it was thermite. Well, I think it was traditional explosives. Well, I think the gas really did it, but I still think Bush was behind it. And they will argue about how the two buildings fell without saying, well, wait a minute, a third building fell that was built like a tank that should have been able to withstand anything. I mean, the redundancy built into Building 7. It had its own, it could survive the worst possible scenario, and it fell due to some trash cans that caught on fire. And the two
And not
buildings
only
that were.
that, it was a building away. There was a building in between the two buildings that were
Correct.
collapsing.
Correct.
And the one that was right next to them, in between that, not affected at all. What
Yeah.
a coinky dinky. I mean,
Now,
and
part
it
of
fell
our.
in how many seconds? 15. It was a demolition period. Even the mayor said it was time to pull it.
Yeah, it was pre-wire.
Time to pull it.
That was actually Silverstein, not Giuliani. But
Somebody was like,
so in
really?
our radio confluence, this is a little thing that kind of started just two guys just thinking we're doing radio shows where nobody's listening to us, and now we've been going over a year and we're getting bigger and bigger. Well, a lady named Rachel McIntosh, very interesting, had worked for defense contractors. She's also an author. She's an artist. She's a really cool person. And there's a guy named Rob Ocell from Minnesota who the two of them got to talk and they started doing a show. Well, she knew that Building 7 was pre-wired. So they have something called Shadow Citizen or ShadowCitizen.online if anybody wants to look them up. Rachel McIntosh would be a wonderful guest sometime, Lonnie, if you can ever get her on your show. I think you'll really enjoy speaking with her. She's fun, but she's got a lot of experience, and it changed her world. It's hard to once you learn this stuff, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You can't
Yeah,
unring
you
the
can't.
bell.
Yeah, you can't unknow it. That's the part, that is the big thing. And then you have to do something. It's about acting your conscience. You have to speak out. You have to act. This is what we really need to do. It's not wake people up, but give them the courage to act on their conscience. Because so many people are afraid of their lifestyles. They're afraid of being victimized, A, by the government. People say, aren't you afraid of the government? I'm like, really? No. Like, I'm not afraid of them. The fact is, post the Unpatriot Act, they can come in your house and sneak. You think they're not looking at everything? If they want to, they can just click. We have everything about you. I mean,
and
that's how simple it is.
Why you shouldn't be afraid? We've talked about it here. Just take some of the things that have been discussed this morning, okay? The fact that they need to write a better script. You said that. Well, maybe they don't. Because they're, you know what? If I can reach one more, they don't really care.
Right, exactly.
So I could go to downtown Cincinnati with a bullhorn, and I'll just be labeled a kook if I do it. So what's the point? You know, right. but if I'm trying to do it the way that again, I'm trying to engage people. Like at my where I work, okay? There's a guy who's watching the news.
Well, you do engage them differently. You're not trying. You do engage them differently.
And I think you have to. I've become pretty damn good at it. I don't mind telling you if I pat myself on the back. So this guy, and he's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's sitting there and he's staring at his laptop, and it's news about North Korea. And I said, what do you think about that guy, Kim Jong-un or whatever? I said, what do you think about that guy? He goes, well, I don't know. I think he's really evil. I said, do you think he's really any threat to America? I mean, aren't we pretty damn powerful? And he's like, well, yeah, I guess we are. I said, you might take a minute and research him and find out where he got his education.
Right.
So if he's so anti-Western, why was he not educated in Switzerland then? Or why was he educated in Switzerland? And now that guy's going to go, holy crap. Well, now for one day, he lost that emotional feeling, whatever was going on in his gut, that fear that he had about North Korea. He's like, well, damn, maybe I am. Yeah. So I don't know. I love doing it, knowing what you can do, what you can get away with. People come to me. They now come to me instead of running from me and say, hey, what do you think about the, when gas goes, when the price of oil goes down real low, this guy goes, what do you think that's all about? I said, well, I hope you're not invested in the ruble. And
right. I don't know about you, but I think Kim Jong-un is actually a CIA asset. He rattles our cage exactly when the mainstream media needs him to keep them off of looking at certain things when it's timely. Anytime something happens with him, I always like, I wonder what's going on in the financial world today. There's something going on. But this is what I mean about this fake. I am actually very concerned because of their pattern of 9/11 and how they do things. Like these big, even Sandy Hook, these big fake things. Sandy Hook, they had the same, we had an operation going on, and that's why there was police officers. We were doing a drill. Really?
Yeah,
FBI. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I saw, a cowboy hat man with the two leg amputees on sitting up in a wheelchair, that's when I knew it was fake. Because if you get your legs blown up, you cannot sit up or you will have a heart attack. You need, if your legs really are amputated, you have to lay down or you will have a heart attack.
Well, in the year 2017, in the United States of America, the definition of a mass shooting, by the way, doesn't have to do with just deaths. It's the number of people that were actually shot. And my city of Cincinnati actually holds the dubious distinction of having the highest level of, or whatever, the worst, most tragic shooting, mass shooting in America in the year 2017. Are you guys hearing anything about it?
No.
And the answer is no, you're not. You did the one day. But let me tell you why you're not hearing about it. Because it was real. It wasn't staged. That's how you can also tell people, watch what they tell you after the event. That can also be a clue as to whether or not it's real. Even if you don't feel like doing all the research yourself, just watch how they try to play it. So, yeah, we had a nightclub here that, was mostly younger. They even had like an over 21 night. It was largely African-American attendees. And there really were a couple guys that had an argument, maybe over a girl or a drink or some weed or who knows what it was. And they started fighting. Then someone has a gun. Someone else has a gun. And one person died. Another person went to the hospital, died later, but there were like 11 other people that were injured.
Wow.
That makes sense. When you look at Sandy Hook, for example, and this is what really just frustrates me with the public. Sandy Hook, this skinny kid who had Asperger's, has an AR-15 from his kindergarten teacher mother. She's into guns, right? She bonds with the kid with an AR-15. That's what they told you. They told that to you, America, and you believed it. So, and his kill rate, you know, anybody who spent, I'm not.
Right. Pretty accurate kill rate. That was actually true.
And he couldn't even have supported the weight of all of the bullets. It's like the Orlando thing that happened with the Orlando shooting. If you think about the number of rounds and all that they said, the people that were shot, and just do the math. If you are an excellent shot, okay, and under the best conditions, you couldn't have carried that. It would weigh – so whatever. The Orlando nightclub thing is all – that's also a farce. San Bernardino's a farce. Everybody believes it, Lonnie. And, you know, just like Fukushima for me is not as big of a deal, but I am aware of it, and I love that I can talk about it. I'm knowledgeable about it. But to me, I always go back to 9/11 because it is, again, it is the gateway.
Well, you know what? I think it's actually even farther back than that, because the whole thing about the nuclear industry, think of the people they have been murdering and killing in the nuclear industry. They just continue to lie. Like, the meltdown is not going to be advertised. Like, we have leaking nuclear power facilities all over the place, 15,000 abandoned uranium mines in our country. We have fuse wrap sites that are leaking and leaching. Our water has high levels of nitrates, high levels of tritium in it. I mean, it is an incredible mess that we have created. And it is even beyond that. It's about the people who are manipulating the system to maximize their profits without regard to our people or our planet. And I agree with you, Jeff. It is global. It is global. And I think 9/11 was really the catalyst. That's why do you think George Bush said mission accomplished? What he meant was we tidied it up, man. There is no getting this system back. Like, they have the courts, they have the Congress, they have the military. Mission accomplished. Bada bada bing. Hello, new banana republic.
Yeah. You know, hey, Lonnie, I love whenever I speak with you, it's like you look at the clock and go, holy man, we could talk all day.
But, yes, I know. I told you it goes fast. It's a fast hour.
Something else that I did to kind of get people on board, and just to throw a tidbit of information out there. I say, okay, 59 Tomahawk missiles, $1.6 million each. Do the math. Now divide the total number of United States from the census now, not citizens, the people that are in the United States. Everybody in America spent $33 that night. Mm-hmm. Put it to them like that. Oh, I didn't look at it like that. Well, maybe you should. There was your steak dinner.
And we also gave it to Trump. This is the thing, that he's the most egregious, greedy president I've ever seen. I mean, he made a profit that night. Just like Rumsfeld, just like, you know, like these scanners that we have to go through at the airport. You know how those got into place? Michael Chertoff owns that company. Michael Chertoff owns the company. So they made billions of dollars trying to get us secure, like the security. Like, we have become a laughingstock. People won't come here from other countries because it's such a freaking hassle. And you never know, especially if you're dark-skinned, you could get shot in the street by police officers.
Yeah, and I tan easy, so I got to watch it. But I think, real quick, Lonnie, I would like to invite anybody out there. If you are fearful, or if you'd like to talk with someone offline, where, you know, I'm happy to take a call on my show anytime. And that's kind of what I do. I encourage, my show is a call-in show. And slowly but surely, you'll find out more and more if you want to. But if you just want to talk about how this stuff makes you feel, you can speak with me off air. And I prefer just for now to throw up my Skype name. My Skype name is Jeff N. Cincy with a Y. So JeffinCincy. And that's where you can just talk to me. No radio show, no nothing. I don't even have to know who you are. It's fine. You can also call me. I have a Skype number, but we'll leave that go for now. Because sometimes it's tough for people to deal with this, Lonnie, and I hope that they're glad.
Well, if you want to come back, we could do a call-in show. We could do a call-in show where people could call in and ask questions.
Yeah, I'll be cool, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes my guests, we do have people call in, and then when I don't have guests, people call in. And sometimes, you know, like, we did get somebody, Chuck Hyman, called in the other day, and we had a conversation about Trump. He thinks Trump is a great guy, doing a good job. He's proud of him. He disagrees with me that he thinks that's old behavior about him being a sexist, misogynist pig, that he doesn't think it's that bad about the kids. We just disagree on that issue, but he called in and gave it. We had a civil conversation, and I think it's important for us to respect each other's views, because the reality is Trump is our president. I mean, we do have to believe in his greater good. I think he is being completely misguided, and I don't think he has the education to understand the power of his office. He never really studied law. He didn't study government. He's been out of government. He doesn't understand how it functions. So he believes anybody, including Steve Bannon. But maybe that's why they wanted him. They picked him.
Yeah, well,
it's pretty
if we
obvious
do this,
they picked him, you know?
If we do that, we should also share with these people that we're saying we want to wake up, we want to make you guys feel bolder, braver. If you do believe this stuff and you agree with some of the things that we're saying or all of the things that we're saying today on the show, and you'd like to be more vocal, how do you go about it? Maybe you're uncomfortable, you're scared. Well, Lonnie, you could just tell them about you and me. How the heck did we meet? What are the chances that somehow you didn't know who I was a week and a half ago? I had no idea who you were. Now look at us. And you and I disagree. We disagree
right.
on the.
Like,
I don't think that I don't think the president matters. But I respect you. You're smart.
Well,
you know stuff I don't know.
This is how it matters. Okay, so we're going to have this. I'm going to show up at the climate march on Saturday. That matters. Like the fact that we are denying the harm that we're causing to our planet, and he gave a signing statement of an executive order that told these oil companies, the coal company, the nuclear industry, don't worry, we're not going to have any oversight or regulations on the waste. You can do, you know, it's up to you to decide how to best deal with it. No one's going to be looking over your shoulder. That's a recipe for disaster, in my view.
Well, the house wins, Lonnie, because the people that say we should get away from this or we should go towards this, and you know, there's these carbon credits again. That's an international thing going on that, you know, you can be you're able to pollute because you had, you know, more carbon credits in your account and so on. There are people that while they're telling you they're doing it for the good of whatever. And some of them might be doing the right thing. I'm not saying that, but I guarantee they're all profiting off of it. And that's what makes them do it. There are very few people that do what they do for just because it's the right thing to do.
Well, that's where we need to get back to. We need to find out what the facts are and get back to us having integrity. We need a resurgence of integrity and courage. And that's what I think it's really about. You know, Jeff, we have like about a minute and a half left. So I just wanted to let you know that.
It's been a good
conversation here. I hope that you do come back, because this bleeding, gaping hole of 9/11 and to me, this is very much what happened with our election with the Democrats. Like, there's no apologies from the people that are perpetrating their crimes. Our abusers are still in power. And until we choose not to participate with them, they're going to be in power. So I think it's important for us to have this conversation.
Well, Google my name, Natty Jeff, Google Radio Confluence. And, you know, again, I'm not trying to steal anybody's audience. I'm trying to actually help, and I am doing this for the right reasons. I don't make
any
money.
When is your show on, Jeff? Tell people how to find you and what hour your show is on.
You would find me at Mixlr, MIXLR.com/Radio Confluence. And Tuesday night in the Eastern time zone from 9 to 11, that's just a coincidence, every Tuesday, I go live with my co-host Maya, and it is a call-in show. You can find it at Mixlr.com. You can download the app on a phone and listen to it that way. But I encourage people to actually call in. We're also on TuneIn, but I think if you just Google Radio Confluence and go to RadioConfluence.com, you'll get a pretty good feel about what all we're doing over here. And Lonnie, we talked about that too. Maybe someday you'll be part of Radio Confluence. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for joining us. Put your courage feet on. Everybody, please take action. Our democracy only works if we work it. So it's very important for us to decide that we're going to have some integrity and some courage. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.